Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I'm your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know, the one, the only Master John Lord Bella Johnny Hotcake.
Yay, me! Woo!
I think the woo is getting louder than the yay me.
I think so.
I don't know. I just added that in one day and it's stuck.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, now you're just excited.
Eardrums are broken.
Yeah, you're just excited. We're getting ready for a party. We're getting ready for the fucking Cantonment Wine Mixer.
The big party.
The big party. It's going to be a blast. So if you're in the Gulf Coast area, you want to come to Florida, you want to come check us out, you know, this is the one. We get direct flights from parts of New York, Chicago, Tampa, Orlando. Fly in, come see us, because we want to see you there.
Right.
We do.
And I want to see you naked.
John wants to see everyone naked.
Oh, naked people are great. I want everyone to see me naked.
I'm sure you do.
I do.
So, speaking of naked, so John and I did a Fucked Up Friday on Friday.
Yes.
And it was pretty mild, but still kind of brutal at times.
It was good.
It was great.
We say it was mild. It was.
It was great.
But it was a good scene.
It was very good scenes. We actually did three scenes with this lovely lady we call our little whore.
She likes it.
She loves that.
She likes being a whore.
And I think she's on FET as Al the Whore.
The Whore Al.
Oh, the Whore Al. Okay. I switched that up. The Whore Al.
A-L.
And she has content she's going to be working on, and she's posted stuff, we've posted stuff, and John and I did these scenes with her, and you're going to want to see it. We're going to be posting it for hopefully Fucked Up Friday.
Fucked Up Friday in a week. We've already got a Fucked Up Friday coming this week.
Okay, so brace yourselves.
That one was fucked up too.
Oh, it was bad. But this one, we have a hot chick and she's got her titties tied up. We do
slapping them on some.
Oh my god, yeah. We do suspension on her toes, on her tippy toes. John did anal with her. He used huge dildos on her. We did a little bit of everything. She only had limits of no electric. So we didn't do any violent wands or anything like that. But everything was amazing. Yeah. She loved it.
Yeah, she's ready to come back and do it again. We haven't even posted it yet. She's ready to come back.
I think we're ready for that too.
Yeah, so look forward to that for sure.
Absolutely.
So that and the party. Oh my God, we're busy little beavers, aren't we? I feel like my beaver needs
a
barber.
We are little beavers.
Can you get a barber for my beaver before the party?
Exactly.
Trim it up a little. Make it look pretty.
So, speaking of dungeons, here we go. John, I had this couple come in last week. One of the funnest sessions I've done in quite some time. We actually had this couple come in, and you know, they're our age, they're super cool. I told John a little bit about this the other day, and I was like, oh my God, John, you won't believe what I did today. This was great. So they come in, and you know, he's very laid back, super nice guy, you know, professional couple. And his wife is this cute little petite blonde, and they're like Alabama folk, like, like, yep. she's sweet and giddy, and she's a good Southern girl, and you know, they're very on edge. So, you know, I'm like, here's a glass of wine, you know, let's just talk for a moment and get to know each other and, you know, kind of establish, you know, what exactly you want to do. So we kind of, you know, did a whole rundown of what they like. At first I was like, so am I dominating them together or, you know, what? And they said, no, you know, he's a submissive one. I'm like, oh, even better.
Right?
Yeah.
Your fave.
Yeah. So I asked him, I said, you know, do you have any hard limits? And he's like, you know, I really don't have a lot of limits. I said, well, you know, can I pull your hair? Can I slap you, spit on you, blah, blah, blah. And he says, well, I really don't get into spit. And I said, okay, you know, we're good. I said, you know, I'm not going to draw blood. I'm not going to get rough, you know, but, you know, tell me what you like. And so big things on his list was, you know, he likes anal penetration. He likes bondage. Bondage was really a big thing for him. He wanted to be completely incapacitated, not able to move. And he loves discipline. So he loves the whole mind fuck and everything. So at first, you know, she told me she was really timid, but she wanted to make her husband happy. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to teach you stuff that will make you feel confident to know that, you know, you're number one bitch here. You're the dom. And so I told her, I'm like, your name is Mistress today. And she's like, oh, okay. You know.
And he's sitting back there just loving it. He's like, oh my God, this is going to be great.
Yeah. He's like, let me show you this picture. And he showed me this picture. And she's got this, this like strapped PVC with her boobs out. And, you know, it was real strappy, leathery looking. It was sexy.
Yeah, we've seen some girls like that.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And he's like, you know, he's like, that is my favorite look for her. And I said, well, after this, I'm going to send you some stuff so you can order her some sexy lingerie, but PVC BDSM style.
Right.
You know?
The outfit makes a difference.
It does.
It makes a huge difference.
It does.
It gets you in the mindset.
Total.
Some nice lingerie, some PVC. God, that is sexy as fuck.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So we put on this really good blindfold. She's like, you know, the one we have at home, he can still see a little bit under it. And I said, look, you want his senses cut off. You don't want him to see you. You know, you can even put earplugs in his ears. You know, just limit everything. And he says, you know, one of the biggest things he loves is to have his balls pulled, you know, pulled hard, you know, even like weighted. And so she's like, yeah, she's like, I'm always pulling his balls. And she's like, I'll do anything to make him happy. You know, she was so sweet about it. So anyway, I took and I showed her, I'm like, you know, take this rope, and it's a real thin rope, and I showed her how to, you know, tie it around his sack and, you know, really do a good job around his balls. And by the time she was done with it, she was pulling on it like a fucking leash.
Right.
And she loved it. She's like, oh yeah, I like this.
So much easier that way, right?
Yes, total. So
tie it up to the winch and start cranking that bitch.
So, well, I try to use things that she would have at home.
Oh,
so,
if you did that, she would buy a winch.
Oh, I'm sure she would.
Tell her to listen to the episode. She's getting a winch.
So basically, we wrapped him, his upper torso and his arms and everything, in saran wrap. And blindfolded him really well, did the, you know, the rope leash around his dick and balls, and fucked him anally. She did all the anal play on him and everything. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, you know, right now at the very beginning, you know, his arms are down, he can't move. I said, you are the dom. What are you going to do? And she looked at me kind of perplexed, and I was like, slap his face. And she like slapped it, you know, just a little like tap. I'm like, no, let me show you. And I slapped him once and then backhanded him the next. I'm like, fucking slap him. He'll like it. And sure enough, like, it was instant erection for him. He's like totally just dripping for 20 minutes. And I'm like, slap his dick, you know, and she's like, really starts to get into it. And I said, now we're going to turn on some music. The session is starting. I said, do you have a preference in music? And she's like, I want to listen to Metallica.
She wants to beat his ass.
She wants to beat his ass. And it was so great. So here, fucking Puppet Master comes on. And I said, now, who's the fucking puppet here, motherfucker? He's like, I am Mistress. It was great.
That's awesome.
And by the time Inner Sandman came on, she was smacking him, fucking his ass. She's like, "You like that, bitch? You like that?" Louder. Tell me fucking louder.
Oh, he fucking liked it.
Oh my God. It was great.
Damn.
And then by the end of the session, she was fucking raping his asshole, stroking his dick at the same time. And she's like, "You want to fucking come for me? You better fucking come." It's like, my God. It was awesome.
Oh God.
It was awesome. And I told her, I said, "Damn." I said, "You look so good doing this. I'm going to have you in here doing it for me later."
So you sent her home empowered.
Yes.
And him a little bitch boy.
Yes. And that's what I told her. I said, "He is your bitch. Treat him as such. Remember that."
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Forget your name. Your name is Mistress from here on out.
By the time you see them again, she's going to be so hardcore. It's going to be stupid.
Right? I told her.
He's going to come in here crying. He's like, "I don't know what you did to her, but I don't know if I can take much. Right? I've got some limits now."
I told her. I'm like, "Look, if he fucks up in real life, if he comes home with a fucking attitude, you slap him across the face and you take his ass in the garage and you beat the fuck out of him."
Oh, you're going to turn him into a brat. He's going to be bad on purpose.
Right? It was great.
Oh my God, that's like our session we were just talking about.
Yes.
She wouldn't brat to you, but she would not shut the fuck up to me, would she?
Oh my God, she was calling you old man?
Yeah.
She was trying to push your buttons.
She was.
Yes, she was.
She got fucked in the fucking throat with the dildo though, didn't she?
That was the best part. I loved it when you fucking, I mean, that was 12 inches of force you were pushing down her throat.
Yeah, I wasn't being nice about it.
You were not. She was gagging and choking. I was like, "Yeah, choke on that bitch."
She fucking loved it too. No, you smacked her a couple good times. I'm like, "You liked that, didn't you?" You're like, "Yeah, I liked hitting her."
Yeah.
She was scared of you.
Yeah, she should have been scared of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
It was fun.
Yeah, because I, you know, if I were to go on her, you know, I went on her anal a little bit, you know, and then I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to go forceful. Fuck that." Right. She wants to talk some shit.
You took that long shoehorn and beat the shit out of her with it.
Oh, yeah. Beat her fucking pussy with it. Nice. She's like, "I'll be good, mistress. I'll be good." Oh, that's great.
It was good.
I think next time we need to take the rope and actually braid it in her hair.
Oh, yeah.
To make her, like, really immobilized.
I think we need to put an angle hook in next time.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. And then we'll use some saran wrap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go hardcore next time. Fucking machine. Fuck that. We're going to fuck you up.
Exactly.
We're not here to have fun this time.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for John and me to have fun.
Exactly.
You knew what you were getting into. You came back. This is your fault.
Yeah. She'll be our new little pet.
Yep.
You know what? I'm going to break out the milking machine, John.
The milking machine?
Yeah.
And a bowl to make her eat out of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. She loves humiliation.
Force her face in it.
Yeah, she loves that shit.
I want to watch her eat her some wet cat food.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's not going to be nice.
No. She's going to hate it.
Yeah, you had that one little dumb pet that time. She's like, "I want to eat strawberries." I'm like, "Motherfucker, cats don't eat strawberries, bitch."
Yeah,
they eat pate. Remember that?
You like strawberries? Fuck that.
Yeah, we're going to break out some liver pate, bitch.
Yeah, she got mad. She didn't want to do that. She didn't want to be humiliated. She wanted to be cute.
Yeah,
no, she thought it was no cute. There's no cute here.
There's no cute. This is humiliation, degradation.
Let's do this shit.
That's it. You are our slave, our pet, our bitch, whatever the fuck we want you to be.
Right. You're here for us to have fun. Fuck if you have fun.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Right. You're here to be used.
Wow.
Yeah. So, how do we go about finding ways to humiliate and degrade people?
Oh, God. There's so many ways, John.
So many ways.
Let us count the ways.
Well, here's 128.
Bad Girls Bible Club.
Yeah, Bad Girls Bible. We love them.
Yes. Now, you know, I don't know how many answers they're going to come up with, but in all honesty, we know so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it talks a little bit about humiliation, boundaries. There's no boundaries. What are you talking about?
Boundaries? What?
What? Okay. But it does talk about why do people Why do some people like to be humiliated? It says, although no research has looked into what types of submissives like erotic humiliation, why or how this interest developed, we can make a few educated guesses. Many kinks involve taboo activities that are frowned upon by society. Pushing those boundaries can be thrilling. So, you know, for our friend, the more outrageous and disgusting and boundary pushing it is, the hotter she thinks it is.
Absolutely.
Like your friend, he eats shit. He doesn't like it.
No.
But he likes to be forced to do it.
Fuck yeah, he likes
it. It's not the shit. It's the, you're making me do this.
And you know what's crazy? When he comes to the parties, he's scoping people out, you know, to question whether or not they would do it or not for him, you know? And at the last party, he said to me the next morning, you know, if they just sit back and do it, they would realize they would enjoy it. And I'm thinking, motherfucker, if they're dating you, I don't want to kiss you if you're eating my shit.
Right.
I just don't want to do that.
But he has a different, he thinks about it differently than
we do. He does.
If they would just do it, they would enjoy it. It's like, that's like telling somebody, well, if you just have sex, it'll be good. You'll like it.
It's not always the case.
It's not always the case, but it's a lot more normal for people to like sex than it is for them to like eating shit.
It's true.
You know, we see the world through our own eyes. We don't see the world through other people's eyes. So when we like something and it makes sense to us, we just assume that, well, if you try it, you'd like it. Like green eggs and ham. I do not like green eggs and ham. I will not eat your shit, Sam I Am. I will not eat shit in the house. I will not eat shit with a mouse.
Oh my gosh. But he will.
Go talk to him.
He will.
Okay, so masochistic reasons. Often those who enjoy being erotically humiliated have a masochistic streak or like to be submissive. They enjoy receiving pain. And what is humiliation if not a type of pain?
Absolutely.
Mental anguish. Strong emotional pain. And then there's the sadistic reasons. God, it is fun sometimes.
God, it's so fun.
Right?
Yeah. You know, it's like if we've had a long, hard week like we had, you know, come Friday night. And what better to torture somebody because they enjoy it.
And, you know, sometimes I still get surprised when I do something really mean to somebody.
Yeah.
And my dick gets hard. I'm like, okay, well, I wasn't expecting that. Like, I enjoy doing it, but a lot of times, you know, what we do, it's very clinical. It's not really sexual, but when I'm doing it privately with, you know, my submissive.
Yeah.
And I'm a little bit mean.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, I like that.
Yeah.
That was great.
Because you know how much she enjoys it.
Right. Yeah. Make her choke on my cock.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. You choke? Oh, I have a big dick, don't I? You can fucking take it now, won't you? You know, and that can be a little humiliating if they, you know, they're choking on it or make a mess.
Absolutely.
Or they come while you're choking them.
That's always a good sign. They like it.
Always a good sign. That's part of my training. I'm like, I'll get them right to the edge of coming and tell them they can't come.
Oh,
unless
and that's
my
torture.
Dick is in their mouth.
That is torture.
You
know?
And that's how you train a sub to
it's
come
true.
With your dick in the mouth.
It's true.
You only let them come when their dick's in your mouth. Then when they start sucking your dick, they come. It's called conditioning. We call it training. Anyway.
Yes.
We're not sadistic. We don't like that shit. I don't know what you're talking about.
So knowing how to craft the perfect humiliation scene is key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we nailed it a couple times.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's the negotiation. It's what does the submissive want? Because if the submissive's not into it and the energy's not there.
Oh, yeah, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
No.
And if the dominant, they're not feeling it, it's not going to work on both sides.
Correct.
Both sides have to be there. They have to be on the same page. So that's why we negotiate. This is what I want. This is what I'd like to get out of it. This is what they want. This is what they get. And then you find common ground, and that's what you do. You do the common ground.
Absolutely.
That's the part people forget. Oh, you're my sub, so I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want and fuck your feelings. No, it's going to be a lot better scene if you don't fuck their feelings.
Right?
I mean, do. Do fuck up their feelings, but that's because that's what they wanted. You know, if they don't want to be called a cunt, don't call them a cunt. You're going to ruin the scene.
You know, that goes back to how many women we've talked to the past few months, honestly. And they've told us, you know, they're submissive. But they are too afraid to be completely honest on their profile because people that are asshole men
Take advantage of it.
And they want to come forward and automatically treat them like human garbage.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that is not the approach, motherfucker.
Yeah, I've had a girl tell me that her hard limit list on FetLife wasn't really her hard limit list. She does like doing those things.
Yeah.
Like, she wants to bleed.
Of course.
But she's not going to tell them that.
Yeah.
And I asked her, I said, well, why'd you put it as a hard limit? She's like, because I don't need everybody coming for me because I like something like that.
Exactly.
Because they do. It's like like hyenas coming for a kill.
It is. And she's really smart to do that.
Yeah.
Because there's so many people out there that are just fuckers. Mm. You know, years ago, I remember being in my mid-20s. So I was her age. And some guy approached me on Collar Me years ago. And he told me, you know, and I clearly put on there that I was a dom. And he's like, you have submissive eyes. I'm like, submissive eyes, my ass, you know.
What does that even mean?
I don't know what the fuck that meant.
He had cute eyes and he wanted to dominate you.
Yeah. And so he contacted me and he's like, oh, you're going to be a good girl for me. I'm like, oh, you're so cute, you know. And yeah, he kept trying to be very forceful and thinking, you know, that he was going to like break me mentally.
Yeah, like he was going to dominate
you. Yeah, and manipulate me. I'm like, yeah, it doesn't work this way.
You know, I've had the same situation. You know, I put on my profile, I'm dom.
Yeah.
And I get women that come in and think that they're dom. I'm like, we can be friends. I'm not interested in being your sub. I'm not. We've talked about this several times on the podcast.
Yeah.
And I still have women that will try, and I'm just like, I'm sorry, you know, I'm in this conversation. I'm not going to be your sub.
It's not your bag.
No.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's either in you or it's not.
Yeah, and it's not.
You know, it's not.
You know, for me, a lot of that, those things are a little bit triggering.
Absolutely.
So it's not fun. I don't enjoy it.
No.
And you know, if you're not enjoying what's happening,
that's it.
Why are you doing it?
Yeah.
We're here to enjoy our lives, not to relive our anguish from our childhood.
Yeah, 100%.
If we enjoy reliving our anguish from our childhood, step up. I'll do that for you.
John will be your mean daddy.
I'll be your daddy. Let's relive some shit.
Right?
And then get ice cream afterward, like your daddy should have done.
I'll be your verbally abusive nanny and put you in your place.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to be Rumpelstiltskin for somebody one day.
Ooh.
Yeah. You have to guess my name or you're going to keep getting punished.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
You think stealing your baby was bad. Did you see what I fucking do to you? I'm stealing your clit.
Oh, God.
I'm ripping that bitch off. Give it to me. Guess my name, bitch. You want a bad guess?
Oh, Lord.
Tie that up to a rope and winch it up.
Lord.
Shit.
Okay, John.
Okay.
So, erotic degradation.
Yeah. But it does have a note here.
Yes.
A note on self-esteem. And this is very important when we're doing degradation, humiliation. Rest assured that you're not alone if you're interested in erotic humiliation, either as a giver or a receiver. It doesn't mean that you're unhealthy or that you have self-esteem issues. However, if you do struggle with self-esteem, you should tread carefully when it comes to erotic humiliation and perhaps think about it a little bit deeper before you go into it. Because we're going to say and do some things that are going to be hurtful.
Yeah, very true.
And if you're already struggling with that and you believe what we're telling you because we get into the character and we're going to try to make it believable,
yeah,
it can be very damaging for some people.
It can be.
And then you have to also remember it's role play. They don't want you to call them a whore.
Yeah.
All the time.
No. No.
Sometimes they want you to be nice to them. You know, when you're in the dungeon and you're doing those things, that's one thing. When you're outside the dungeon, they want to be treated like a fucking person.
Yeah, it's true.
So, all right. Types of humiliation.
Yes.
Verbal.
Mm-hmm.
Public. Physical. And sexual.
Ooh.
Ooh, we like the sexual. So, verbal. You got any good verbal humiliation for us? I know you do.
Oh, Oh, God, yeah. The little twat-sucking cum guzzler.
Oh, my
Absolutely.
God.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Absolutely. We got
to look at a man and you tell him, what are you going to do with that worthless piece of skin flap down there you call a dick?
Exactly.
Little fucking clit. Pathetic piece of shit. What are you going to do with that? Get that fucking ugly thing away from me.
Exactly. That flaccid skin can do nothing for no one.
It's fucking ugly. And that's where self-esteem comes in.
Yes.
How ugly the dick is, and make them cry.
Yes.
Mistress thinks my dick's ugly. That's because it is, bitch.
And you're fat and stupid.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Public humiliation, John.
Okay. Public humiliation.
Yes.
This is fun. We've done this before. You make them wear an embarrassing outfit. Have you ever seen these pictures called people at Walmart?
Oh my God.
And
yes.
they're taking pictures of these people just dressed in these outrageous. You know somebody's dumb made them dress like that and go to fucking Walmart.
I don't know. I think there's so many people that are just, they're not all together. And they're like, fuck it, I don't care, I'm going to Walmart.
Okay, so you gotta tell me
I'll make the list.
About the guy who had shit in his hair and went to the gas station.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, you gotta tell him that story.
Yes. You know, it was just years ago, he came to the dungeon, he wanted me to defecate on him. It happened. And it was first thing in the morning, you know, and about 45 minutes or so after he left, you know, he first wanted to come in the house and, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's late. But he wanted to come in and just shower off a bit. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. You're not going to trail shit in the house. You can stand out in the front yard, which I made him do.
And spray him off the hose.
And I sprayed him off with the hose.
In the front yard for the neighbors to see.
In the front yard.
Now, that's public humiliation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I made him keep his underwear on. But they didn't know what he had on him, you know. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. They didn't know. You know. They didn't know.
I didn't know that part. That's great.
Yes. Well, because back in the day, my dungeon, we just didn't have that kind of privacy, you know. Very residential area, you know. And so when I opened that garage door, you know, I just kept a black curtain across, you know, so when they opened it, that's
all
they saw.
So open the door, there's a black curtain, and you just see a guy in his underwear walking out with shit all over him.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it. And so I stood there like he was in the military, you know,
yeah,
like spraying him off with the hose. Yeah. You're fucking pathetic. Dance for me, you dirty fucking pig.
He was too, 'cause that water was cold, wasn't it?
Oh, it was cold, yeah. And then I was like, hey, you still have some in your hair. And he's like, that's okay, I want to keep it there. And I was like, what?
Yeah, and you thought he was just going to go home and then take
a shower.
He
wasn't going home. He went to work. He went to work. But before he went to work, I'm like, are you a plumber? Like, like you work in septic tank systems, like something? Oh, no, I'm a computer engineer. Oh, well, perfect. You know,
there'll be no questions.
No questions why you smell like human feces. Yeah.
Working on a computer.
So he goes to the gas station and he's in line. And my friend calls me. She actually took a picture of it. And she's like, hey, isn't this the shit guy? He's three people ahead of me. He has shit in his hair. I'm like, I know, it's my shit. And she's like, oh my God. Like, she was flabbergasted. But then I was like, are you really that surprised? She's like, no, I'm really not.
Right.
You know, it is what it is.
You are the queen of public humiliation.
Queen. Yeah, I will do it.
Yeah.
You know, I will tell you this, John, my first husband, he was bipolar and at times he would be unmedicated. Okay. And there was times where he would act out publicly and be so just ridiculous, you know, in a restaurant, just being loud and obnoxious or blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the waitress would come by and I would say, oh, I'm sorry, he's my mental health patient. He's not being treated right now. He's off his meds. So please overlook this. You know, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, I took a different approach.
Yeah.
My second wife, we were all going out, family day. for work.
Yeah.
I worked at Target at the warehouse.
Yeah.
And they rented out a whole movie theater for all the employees to come watch a movie.
Yeah.
Bring your family, watch a movie, free popcorn. It was great. So I brought my kids. It was a blended family. Brought my kids, her kids. We're all there together. Everything's fine till we get there.
Yeah.
Then she wants to start getting loud and making a scene because apparently she was mad about something and she was holding it in waiting until we were in public and trying to embarrass me.
Wow.
And I looked at her and I said, you can stop right now or we can fucking leave.
Yeah.
And she did it again. I said, you got one more chance. And she looked at me and did it again. I said, y'all get in the fucking car. I don't care what they do. They can stay here all day long. I don't care. But me and my kids, we're going home. We're not doing this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't fucking know.
Isn't that crazy? She thought she was going to embarrass you.
Yeah, that wasn't play.
Say, bitch. Yeah, shit. Don't you just love fucking ex-wives and ex-husbands?
You think you're going to get me in public and embarrass me? Bullshit.
Bullshit.
I'll show you who's in charge.
Exactly.
You better get in the car. You'd be fucking walking.
Exactly.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, when I called him a mental health patient, he was like, I can't believe you did that. I'm like, do it again. You know, I will have your fucking ass committed. It will not be difficult in Florida. I guarantee it.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to let them know who's boss.
That's it. I sure did.
We're the fucking boss.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I can be nice. And I tell people all the time, my kindness is not a weakness. Trust me.
Oh, absolutely
it,
not.
It is something that I worked really fucking hard on.
Exactly. Because
I don't have to be nice to you.
Yeah.
So keep fucking with me.
Yeah.
Fuck around and find out.
They fuck around and find out.
They don't do, they? Don't they?
They we'll do. Baker act their ass.
You've seen some people fucking find out.
Oh, fuck yeah, I have.
And that was, I was being nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I'm with you, John.
I was. Okay.
We know mental health far too well. We both married crazy.
You're just like, okay, John, she's had enough. You need to stop. I'm like, I'm trying. Fucking trying. This is the light version. This is me being good.
Okay.
Scorpio. So that, don't fuck with a Scorpio.
No, God, no. So that was public, John.
Public, yes.
Yes. Okay, what's next?
Let me see. Let me scroll. Okay. Humiliating words, insults, and nicknames. So we did that one already,
we
right?
did that, yeah.
Ass wipe, anal slut.
Cocksucker.
Ball licker.
Useless pig.
Cock whore.
Yes.
Cum guzzler. Fucking cock sleeve.
Yeah.
Humiliating phrases.
Cum dumpster.
Yeah. Is that the best you can do with that fucking pathetic skin flap? That I can't. Are you even inside me yet? Like, I'm a man and I can't even fucking feel it. Like, if you're in my ass, what the hell? Why is your body so fucking ugly and malformed? Why do you look like that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Remember kids would look at your shoes and say, what are those?
Yes.
Look at a girl's tits or some guy's balls and be like, what are those?
Oh, I've done that before.
Oh, God.
I've done that before.
Oh, you disgraceful $2 prostitute.
Wow. Oh,
that's a good one. Close your cum catcher. There you go. You know when you tell them to close their cum catcher? Right after it caught some cum.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah.
Close that shit. Fucking swallow it, bitch. We don't spit in this house.
Okay, John. Physical humiliation. Blah, blah.
Physical humiliation.
That's a tongue twister. Blah, blah, blah. Physical humiliation.
Tell us about physical.
Yes. Can mean being forced to perform an action.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that, can't we?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John had...
Make him walk up to a stranger and suck their cock.
John had our little John had our little whore straddle the biggest dick in the dungeon while he beat her ass.
Oh, she was
and
so scared.
Fucked her pussy.
She was so scared. She's like, yeah. I can't fit that in. I said, fucking straddle it. I'm going to beat you harder.
Yeah, he
and
did.
She did. She straddled it and I beat her ass. And then when I was done, you beat her ass.
Exactly.
It was great too because I was making her count.
Yeah.
And this probably I've said it already. This might be my favorite part of the whole thing.
Yes, that was fun.
I made her count, and I told her to count in Spanish, and she wouldn't do it. And we got to cuatro, right? Four.
Mm-hmm.
She's only getting five licks. So I looked at her and I said, "What the fuck comes after cuatro?" And she yelled, "Seis!" I said, "No, bitch, it's cinco!" And hit her so hard she fell over and couldn't catch her breath.
Yes, she did. That's what she wanted.
And then that was the warm up because. Now it was your turn.
Oh, yeah. It was my turn.
Yeah. By the time you hit her the fifth time, I had to catch her.
Yeah. That was great.
It was great. So, yeah, physical human AIDS.
Yeah.
Mission.
John and I are really tired, so just bear with us.
We have a party coming up this week. We are running ragged, but you know what? We are. It's for you, so fucking come have a good time.
Exactly. So, sexual humiliation, John.
Sexual humiliation?
Yes. Can involve insulting someone's sexual performance or body. You just did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know.
Is that how you suck a dick?
A real man knows how to fuck.
Did your mama teach you how to do that? Okay.
Why are you playing with that skin flap? You need to be playing with your little pussy hole. You're my toy tonight. You do what I say. I'm going to use you and fucking throw you to the side. I don't know if I said it on camera or not, but I told her, I was like, your job is to make me fucking come. That's your job.
Oh, yeah. You did say that.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't. My pants never came down. But
yeah, but still, that was good.
But that was still her job.
That's a good scene.
She failed. That's why she got her ass beat.
So.
She thought it'd be funny to come without permission, too, didn't she?
Oh, my God, yeah. She's a greedy little bitch.
So what did we do?
Beat her ass.
We beat her ass. And then when she thought she was done, I said, uh-uh, you wanted to come so fucking bad.
Oh, yeah.
You keep that motherfucker on there. We made her beg to stop.
That's right.
That was good. That was good.
That was great.
She wanted to come without permission. We made her beg to stop coming.
John had two fucking massagers going with a big fucking dildo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was a big fucking dildo.
We got Carl Jr. in there. We had Doug and Carl Jr.
Oh, my God.
And then we had the two pink dildos. You know the ones we talk about going in my ass.
Yeah.
We had both of those in there at one time, but that was off camera.
That was Big Mac and the Mac Daddy. Yeah.
She jumped off then. I got them both in there. And she looked at me. Her eyes got so big. And she jumped off the. She's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
She loved it.
Yeah, that was. But it was those were huge. Yeah. Woof.
Maybe next time we'll get that on camera.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're reminiscing all the fun.
We are.
Fucked up things we did to people this
week.
You
all are going to love that video. You're going to thank us for how good that video is.
Oh, they're going to thank us for the other one. We have a dick tug of war on the other one.
That was fucking hot, like porn for us, for what we did.
Right.
Yes, it was great.
Yeah, her makeup was great. We had the picture when we first started, when she, just the still shot.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great picture.
It was.
I loved that
It
picture.
Was.
Anyway.
Yeah, so they can
We can't say too many nice things about her. She'll get all big-headed and then we'll have to be mean to her again.
So you can check it out on FetLife. I'm Mistress Mia Ray.
Yep.
And John is _master_John.
Well, she tagged it under Lord Balor.
Oh, she did Lord. So okay,
Lord
that's
_
easy.
Balor.
Oh, okay. That's easy.
Or the Whore Owl.
The Whore Owl.
You go to any of those. We're all three of us are tagged in them.
Absolutely.
So.
Woohoo.
Or send us an email. We'll send you the link.
Fuck yeah, we'll send you the link. We even send you a picture. Make it easy. Okay, John.
All right.
Let's wrap this shit
Let's
up.
Let's do it. Thank you all for coming and listening to our bullshit one more time. And until next time, make all your... I bet I want to be humiliated. Wait, too late, bitch. Fucking bend over. Fantasies become realities.